This is VSiN Prime Time. Live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Scott Seidenberg back here with you. This is VSiN Prime Time here on the Sports Betting Network. You can always hit me up on Twitter at ScottsOnAir. Hit us all up on the network at VSiN Live. We are tracking all the baseball action in progress right now, not just in Major League Baseball, but also the College World Series, an elimination game where, well, at least for one team, as Arkansas and LSU have a rematch of their game from Saturday. If LSU wins, they will clinch their spot in the championship series against Coastal Carolina coming up this weekend. If Arkansas is able to win tonight, they will force a pivotal next game tomorrow where the winner goes to the championship, the loser is eliminated. In progress right now, it is third inning action, no score between Arkansas and LSU. Arkansas closed as a minus 155. Favorite, and now on the live line, LSU is minus 125, and total closed at 11. Juice to the over. Live total is now 7.5, minus 125 to the over. In Major League Baseball, the Phillies have a 4-1 lead over the Marlins in the sixth inning there in Miami. Philly on the run line now -3.5 runs at plus 104. Live total of 8.5 runs. Third inning action from Toronto. The Blue Jays a 1-0 lead over the Diamondbacks. Toronto on the run line -1.5 is minus 128. Your live total is 6.5 juiced to the over. Yankees snap their 30-inning scoreless streak as they get a Jazz Chisholm solo home run, and the Angels and Yankees are tied at 1 there in the Bronx. Yankees are minus 266 on the live line, total of 7.5, minus 130 to the over. Braves with an early 3-0 lead over the Mets in the second inning in Atlanta. Atlanta on the run line, -4.5 is plus 108, and total is 8.5 at minus 133. And the Orioles have jumped out on top of the Rays, up 4-0 now in the second inning on the run line. Orioles -3.5 runs is minus 123, live total of 11.5 as the Rays, who are playing some great baseball, not in this series against the Orioles. A four-run spot here for the Orioles in the top of the second inning off of Taj Bradley. A Colton Cowser three-run home run followed by a Cedric Mullins solo home run. Both of them going exactly 388 feet. Go figure. And through just an inning and a third, Bradley has given up those four runs on four hits and the two home runs. Meanwhile, getting the start for the Orioles is Trevor Rogers, and so far he got through the top of the bottom of the first clean. We'll see what happens. Still a lot of baseball to be played there in Tampa, and you know, I like Tampa prior to this game, and maybe a live bet on Tampa doesn't exactly sound bad. +4.5 runs right now, minus 139 for the Tampa Bay Rays. You could argue it's just two mistake pitches. And the Rays still have all game to score some runs against the Orioles. Or we can just play the live total at 11.5, minus 125. If you think the Rays are going to come back at all, could be a look at the live total. More so for me, though, I do like +4.5 runs because I don't need the Rays to come all the way back and win. In fact, just scoring one run puts them in cover territory. Actually, not scoring any runs and not allowing any runs puts them in cover territory. They're down 4-0. You can get them at +4.5. Which means just don't give up another run for the rest of the game. Lose the game 4-0, and you're good. As long as, I guarantee you this, if you bet +4.5, no matter if the Rays score or not, if they don't allow another run for the rest of the game, you're going to cash this bet. Because if all the Orioles score is 4, and you got +4.5, you got a guaranteed winner. So if the Rays can do that and limit this Orioles offense for the rest of this game, +4.5 as a play here at minus 124 right now up on DraftKings. Still a couple of games set to get underway momentarily. We will begin between the Kansas City Royals with Chris Bubich on the mound against the Texas Rangers and Patrick Corbin, where the Royals are a minus 135 favorite. And then your three late games tonight, Guardians at the Giants, Astros at the A's, Padres at the Dodgers. Last night, the Stanley Cup was awarded for the second consecutive season to the Florida Panthers as they defeated the Edmonton Oilers in Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final, winning on home ice for the second consecutive year. We already have odds for next year's Stanley Cup Final. And right after the game ended last night, I was on the air here on VSiN, and I was confused. It didn't make sense why the Edmonton Oilers opened up as the favorite for next year's Stanley Cup. Now, those odds have since moved. The Oilers opened up as a plus 650 favorite, whereas the Panthers were plus 700. Those odds have now shifted. The Panthers are your favorite to win next year's Stanley Cup at plus 600. The Oilers are plus 700, followed by Carolina at plus 900, Dallas plus 950, Colorado plus 950, and the Vegas Golden Knights at 12-1. Couple of things here. One, we know Edmonton can certainly make another run with the talent that they have, except for their goaltending. They have to address the goaltending situation. It was their Achilles heel in this postseason. And just think about it. I mean, the Oilers, they could have, maybe should have been eliminated in the first round by the LA Kings. They're down 2-0. They make a goaltending switch to go from Stuart Skinner to Calvin Pickard. They are losing in game number 3, 4-3, before winning that game 7-4. And I've talked about it ad nauseum about how stupid a decision it was for Jim Hiller to challenge the game-tying goal there, because then Edmonton scored on the power play 10 seconds later and they wind up winning the game. But that's besides the point. So we had the Oilers make the goaltending switch. Calvin Pickard wins 6 straight games. He gets hurt in that Vegas series. And then Stuart Skinner comes back. He's great against Dallas, terrible in the Stanley Cup Final. And maybe terrible is a harsh word. He wasn't up to the task. They have to address the goaltending if they're going to make a Stanley Cup run. The talent is there for their skaters, and they have some free agency moves to think about. But I do expect them to re-sign, you know, a player like Bouchard, and they'll figure out their roster construction, but they need to get a goaltender. And that's a quick fix. I'll be honest. I think that's a quick fix. Once we find out who that goaltender is, maybe Edmonton's worth a play. And the reason why I say it's a quick fix is because we've seen it before. The New Jersey Devils last offseason knew they needed to address their goaltending. And they go out and they bring in Jacob Markstrom. The Devils were a contender this year until Jack Hughes got hurt. And who knows if Jack Hughes was healthy, what this team could have done in the postseason. And it was because they addressed their goaltending issues by acquiring Jacob Markstrom. Can the Oilers make a similar move and acquire a goaltender that can make them Stanley Cup contenders once again? We'll have to wait and see. We know that Florida is going to be just as strong as they were this year. They too have roster concerns and issues that they're going to have to address. Sam Bennett certainly is going to be primed for a payday, but the benefit that Florida has, which is something that a lot of hockey fans and people around the sport have been talking about for years now, is because of the tax situation in the state of Florida, players can take less money. And you could fit more high-priced talent under your salary cap because of the players taking less than they would normally take going other places because they make it up without the tax. I mean, it's not a fluke that the last 6 Eastern Conference champions have been Tampa, 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 Florida, Florida, Florida. It's not a fluke. And it's the same advantage that, you know, Dallas has. And Dallas has gotten to the Western Conference Finals every year. It's the same advantage Vegas has. Oh, and by the way, VGK, Stanley Cup champion, going back, you know, with deep playoff runs, right? This is something that a lot of people around hockey have discussed, and maybe Gary Bettman, the commissioner, doesn't want to hear it. But it is a concern that some of these teams in these better situations, teams, you know, Dallas, Vegas, the Florida teams, because of the state income tax, have an advantage. Certainly more so than, you know, teams that are playing in California or New York or New Jersey in higher taxed areas. Something that this, so basically it's why I think Florida can still be back there. But there's one handicapping angle that I started talking about last night, and I thought about it a little bit more today, that I haven't really heard anywhere else. So I'm going to take credit for this being original, all right? Next year, we have the Olympics. Now, I know this year we got a small taste of it with the Four Nations break, Four Nations face-off, but that was only four teams. We obviously will have more teams here in the Olympics. The Four Nations was played here in North America. The Olympics are going to be in Italy. So we're talking about a longer tournament with more teams played in Europe with, frankly, more on the line because the NHL has not sent players to the Olympics since 2014. Most of these players have been waiting their entire lives to represent their country in the Olympics. And it's not the World Championships, which, yeah, teams have had, you know, their players have had opportunities to play in the World Championships. The Olympics are a different animal. Winning an Olympic gold medal is bigger than winning an IIHF World Championship or a World Junior Championship. This is the Olympics. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And so I expect players to go all out. I expect it to be a lot of wear and tear on these players. I mean, we saw what happened just in the Four Nations. Matthew Tkachuk was out for the rest of the season, comes back for the playoffs, and we find out he had major injuries. And so what I did was I looked at some of the teams that will be overly represented in the Olympics next year. And perhaps those are teams that we might want to fade next year, or at least not bet on in the futures market, because I don't know how those teams are going to finish their season with their players returning from the Olympic break. Something to get into, and I could break down which teams I think might be affected as well. But take your betting to the next level with First Bet. Sign up now at firstbet.com. That's the number one, stbet.com. Use promo code VSIN200. Score a 20% rebate on all your wagers for the first 60 days, up to $200. Don't miss out. Bet smarter today at firstbet.com. The New York Yankees have scored another run. Scott, that's breaking news, right? I'm Scott Seidenberg. This is VSIN Primetime.
This is VSIN Primetime on VSIN, the sports betting network.
Scott Seidenberg back here with you. This is Primetime here on VSIN, the sports betting network. And we have one of my favorite live betting opportunities right now in Major League Baseball. We should make a graphic for this, guys. It should be like a blowout alert or like a blowout alarm or something like that. Like, we should create something clever here. Because if you don't know by now, I love live betting overs in blowout baseball games. And right now, we have a blowout alert. The Orioles lead the Rays 8-0 in the second inning in Tampa. Your live market right now is Rays. Well, forget about the run line because we're not going to talk about that. Let's just talk about the live total. Total is at 15.5, and we're only in the bottom of the second inning. So we already know the home team. This is the beauty of the road team being the blowout team, is because we know we're guaranteed the bottom of the ninth at bat now, right? So we're getting the full complement of nine innings. So we're going to have the rest of this bottom of the second, however it plays out with the Rays, if they score or not. And then we have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We need 8 runs in those innings. Live bet the over 15.5. In the Orioles-Rays game. That is the play. Sign off. Best bet. Live in-game play. Live over. Live over. Live over. Why do we like live over so much in blowout games? Well, first off, let's just call it what it is. When these teams go up by a lot or go down by a lot, they don't use their best arms. They use pitchers out of the bullpen that haven't gotten work in some time. It's been a couple of days, maybe a week or so since the last time they pitched. Well, you got to get them some work. So we're going to put you in the ballgame. To that end, also, if the guy gives up a ton of runs when he's in the game, he might be just told to eat it and just say, listen, we're not going to waste any more arms. So even though you don't have your good stuff today and you're getting rocked, you're going to stay in the game and give up these runs. Whether it's a learning experience or not, you're just going to have to go save the bullpen. So go out there and pitch. And if you give up runs, you give up runs. Who cares? The other aspect, which is always fun at the end of these games, is if it's an 8-run lead or 8-run deficit, position player time. and you can get a position player pitching for either of these teams, or maybe both of these teams, late in this game, and that could lead to, we can get 8 runs in the ninth inning once the position player comes in. So, live bet overs in blowout baseball games, live bet the over 15.5 right now, Orioles with an 8-0 lead over the Rays in the bottom of the second inning in Tampa. Elsewhere on your Major League Baseball scoreboard, as we will get that bet in, Phillies with a 4-1 lead over the Marlins in the bottom of the sixth inning there in Miami. Ranger Suarez, 5 2/3 innings pitched so far, has only given up 1 run on 3 hits with 6 strikeouts as the Phillies have that 4-1 lead. The Angels have just tied the game against the Yankees at 2, and this has been a home run fest between the Yankees and the Angels. I don't mean like because we've had a lot of home runs. I just mean because all the runs have scored because of solo home runs. We had Chanuel's home run in the first inning, which made it 1-0 Angels. Jazz Chisholm tied it with a solo home run in the bottom of the second. Cody Bellinger had a solo home run in the bottom of the fourth to give the Yankees a 2-1 lead. And Joe Adell has just homered to tie the game at 2. So top of the fifth with 1 out. Yankees and Angels are knotted at 2 in the Bronx. Elsewhere, the Blue Jays with a 2-0 lead over the Diamondbacks in the bottom of the fourth inning in Toronto. The Braves with a 3-0 lead over the Mets in the top of the fourth inning. Chris Sale has gone 3 innings, has not allowed a run, just 2 hits allowed with 2 strikeouts and a walk for the Braves. The Rangers in the bottom of the first inning have gotten to Chris Bubich already. A 1-0 lead for the Rangers over the Royals, bottom of the first there in Texas. As let's see how they scored to lead off the game. It was, Haggerty tripled to lead off the game. Wyatt Lankford then doubled, scoring Haggerty. So Wyatt Lankford with the RBI double as the Rangers on the board 1-0. We also have a score update in Omaha. College World Series action right now. Arkansas with a 1-0 lead in the fourth inning over LSU. Your live market right now, Arkansas -166. And we'll update you on the live total. That just froze, so it'll refresh in just a moment. We'll get you a live total on this one. Remember, this one closed with a total of 11 as money came in, pushing this number up from 10.5 to 11. So there was money coming in on the over, and money did come in on Arkansas as well prior to this game beginning. They closed as -155 favorites. Your live total right now is at 7.5 runs, -120 to the under. Arkansas with a 1-0 lead over LSU. If Arkansas goes on to win this game, both of these teams will be at it again tomorrow in Omaha. And selfishly, I know we have a ton of baseball here on Thursday because of the rainouts in Major League Baseball. I just want to see more games in Omaha. I mean, this has been a fun tournament to watch. And I know all of us here at VSiN are into it. We had great live broadcasts from Omaha last week with Follow the Money and Money Moves, the whole Circa crew down there as well with the Jello Shot Challenge at Rocco's. So selfishly, I just want another game between these two teams who are the two of the best teams in Arkansas and LSU, with the winner going on to take on Coastal Carolina this weekend in the championship series. Before we hit the break last segment, I talked about the odds to win the Stanley Cup final next year and how I wanted to take a look at the teams that are going to be impacted the most by the Olympic break. And so what I did was I looked at how some of these teams were impacted by the Four Nations break this past year. Here are the records for teams that, you know, had a ton of players play in the Four Nations faceoff, and how they did in the final month and a half of the season after the Four Nations break. Well, Florida had the most players in the Four Nations break. So you can say, hey, they had the most players go, and they won the Stanley Cup. Of those 8 players, though, that went, 4 of them played for Finland, and Finland didn't exactly have a long tournament. It was more so the United States and Canada. And Matthew Tkachuk was the biggest, like, loss from that Four Nations break because he got hurt and didn't play the rest of the regular season. He came back in the playoffs. Well, Florida actually didn't finish the season strong at all. They finished 13-11-1 after the Four Nations break. Now, they did have a hot stretch immediately after. They won 6 of their first 7 games after the Four Nations, but finished the year 13-11-1. Now, you could talk about missing Tkachuk for the rest of the year. You could talk about it, the adjustments to the lines, all that stuff, right? Then obviously with the trades and you bring in Brad Marchand and you know, it's the team, it's a different team, right? And you had to wait until it all comes together, and then it all came together in the playoffs. And sure, this is a team that also had championship pedigree, obviously winning the cup last year and being in the cup final the year before that. You know what it takes. And so maybe you don't go all out in the regular season because you know what it takes to go through the grind of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Other teams that had, you know, good records, let's say, after the break. The best record in the at the end of after the break were the Blues. Blues were 16-4-2, Dallas 13-7-4, VGK 15-4-4, Colorado 14-5-2. And then for the goaltenders, Connor Hellebuyck, after the Four Nations break, and he played for Team USA and was, you know, was really good in that tournament, 11-5-1 with a sub-2 goals against average. Jordan Binnington, who was the winning goaltender for Team Canada, 11-3-1 with about a 2.4 goals against average, but his best month was in March, right after the tournament. 8-2 with a 2.21 goals against average. So I started to think, yeah, maybe I don't want to bet on, like, the teams, or you know, I don't want to have anything on the teams after the break, all the players coming back and maybe players getting hurt in the Olympics. But what about the goaltenders? Because these goaltenders were hot after the Four Nations break, which kind of makes me think that it's the goalies that I want to back, because they go from being locked in like playoff mode to then coming back and staying locked in when they're in these regular season games. And so whoever it is for Team USA in net, if it's Hellebuyck again, or if it's Ottinger, maybe it's taking a look at Winnipeg, taking a look at Dallas. It could be Jeremy Swayman could be goaltending for Team USA. And then you take a look at Boston. For Canada, is it going to be Binnington? And the Blues are a team you want to get behind. Is it going to be Logan Thompson? And are the Capitals a team that you want to get behind? I think the data certainly shows me that it's the goaltenders that stay hot after the break, after the big tournament here, because they stay locked in. But of the players, of the teams that had players named so far, because all these countries just named their first six players, that's it. The Devils lead the way with six players so far named to Olympic rosters. The Florida Panthers with five players named to Olympic rosters. Maybe the Devils are a sneaky team for next year. Just a thought. Jack Hughes returning healthy. Could be a trade. Could be another move being brought in. Maybe another Hughes brother being brought in. I'm Scott Seidenberg, always on Twitter at Scott's On Air. This is VSiN Primetime here on the Sports Betting Network.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back here on VSiN Primetime, I'm Scott Seidenberg with you on the Sports Betting Network as we are sweating out the live over in that Tampa Bay Rays game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Rays, where it is a blowout, 8-0. The Orioles lead the Rays, and we recommended the live bet of over 15.5 runs because we love live betting the live overs in blowout games. And the total is now down to 14.5 as the Rays load the bases in the bottom of the inning but do not score. Yandy Diaz flies out to the warning track. Thought we had a grand slam, and my goodness, 8-4 would have been an incredible start for this live bet. But he flies out to the warning track there in left field. So the Orioles hold on to the 8-0 lead going to the top of the third inning. Still a lot of baseball to be played, and getting this number now at 14.5, I still think is a great bet because we are not done scoring there in Tampa. Elsewhere on your Major League Baseball scoreboard, in progress right now with your live betting lines as we take a look at the Phillies, a 4-1 lead, excuse me, over the Marlins in the bottom of the seventh inning. Ranger Suarez pitching a gem right now. Six innings so far, just one run allowed on three hits. Live total in this one is at 6.5. The Rockies and the Nationals are about to get underway. This was a lengthy rain delay there in D.C., but these two teams are about to get underway. And right now, the total is at 9.5 between these two teams. Colorado's offense has been on fire lately, scoring 26 runs in the last three games combined, and they are a plus 130 dog here in D.C. Not comfortable laying a minus 170 price right now on a Nationals team that has lost 10 straight games. That's wild. But here we are as this game is finally getting underway. Meanwhile, they're in the top of the sixth inning in the Bronx. The Yankees and the Angels are knotted at two. All four of these runs coming on four solo home runs. The Jazz Chisholm home run in the bottom of the second inning did snap the Yankees' 30-inning scoreless streak. And so they avoid making history tonight by being shut out for the first time ever in four consecutive games. They will not be shut out tonight. Two runs on the board, a Jazz Chisholm solo home run and a Cody Bellinger solo home run. But the Angels have two solo shots of their own, and we are tied at two here in the top of the sixth inning. Your live line right now, Yankees minus 260. Run line for the Yankees, minus 1.5 is plus 134. And it's always a dangerous spot here because, you know, if it remains tied, they don't have to have a two-run victory, obviously. And, you know, they just want to win by one run. So laying the run line, always dicey in a spot where it's a tie game. Now, if the Yankees had already had a lead, something to consider because, yeah, maybe they score bottom of the sixth, bottom of the seventh, bottom of the eighth. But now we're uncertain here as Ryan Yarbrough will exit the game for the Yankees. And they will go to the bullpen 2-2. Live total in that one is at 7.5. We know we're guaranteed at least five runs, but can we get to eight? That is minus 110 to the live over there. Blue Jays with a 2-0 lead over the Diamondbacks in the bottom of the fifth inning in Toronto. Your live total in that game is 6.5, minus 125 to the over. The Twins and Reds are still in a rain delay. No word on the start time just yet. We'll get an update on that momentarily. Braves with a 3-0 lead over the Mets in the bottom of the fourth inning there in Atlanta. Your live total is at 6.5 for that game, which is really low, but this was a low total to begin with. Paul Blackburn got the start for the Mets, and Chris Sale is on the mound for the Braves. So three runs already in. Do you get four more runs over the course of this game? It is only the fourth inning. Bottom of the fourth with two outs. Braves do have a runner on third. Jose Buto is in the game pitching for the Mets now, but it's just, do you think Chris Sale is going to give up some runs here? Meanwhile, top of the third inning, we mentioned the Orioles and the Rays. It is an 8-0 game. They're in the top of the second inning in Texas. Rangers with a 2-0 lead over the Royals. They scored the two runs, obviously, in the bottom of the first inning. And Arkansas leading LSU 1-0 in the College World Series. If Arkansas goes on to win this game, these two teams will be back at it again tomorrow in a winner-take-all game for the right to go to the championship series on Saturday against Coastal Carolina, who defeated Louisville earlier today 11-3, covering the 2.5 runs on the run line and winning their nation-leading 26th consecutive game this season. On the live line right now in the fifth inning, Arkansas is minus 200, and the total was at 6.5, with this being a 1-0 lead for Arkansas. Now the total has dropped down to 5.5, minus 120 to the over, and Arkansas minus 220 on the adjusted live line. Let's take back a look and see what's going on here in the Bronx as the Yankees with that 2-2 score against the Angels, top of the sixth inning with one out, is De Los Santos coming on to pitch for the Yankees against Mike Trout. So the decision was made to not allow Ryan Yarbrough to face Trout for a third time through the lineup as Trout is up right now. Trout, meanwhile, was 0-for-2. Against Ryan Yarbrough, and he is going to be 1-for-1 against De Los Santos as he singles off the wall in right field. Just the ball was hit too hard, and Judge got it too quickly for Trout to think about going to second. So if you did place a bet on over 1.5 total bases for Mike Trout, the short porch in right field just kind of got you there because he did smoke that ball to the wall, but quick bounce off the wall. Judge gets it in cleanly, and Trout just retreats back to first base. So Mike Trout 1-for-3 on the night with a strikeout. So if you do have over 1.5 total bases on Mike Trout, going to have to rely on the next plate appearance. 2-2 game, top of the sixth inning with one out there in the Bronx. Coming up in a little bit, we're going to be joined by our very own Greg Peterson. We'll get his thoughts on the late slate of games here in Major League Baseball. We have three games coming up about an hour or so from now. The Guardians are at the Giants, where San Francisco is a minus 135 favorite, with Justin Verlander returning from the IL to get the start for the Giants. Logan Allen will counter for the Guardians. For Verlander, he has not made a start since May 18th. Against the Athletics, where he gave up two runs in just four innings of work. He threw, 84 pitches in that game, and then he heads to the IL. So Verlander returns to get the start here for the Giants, as they are short home favorites against the Guardians. The Guardians picked up a win yesterday, although the Giants made it interesting, because they clawed back in the game and had the bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth, threatening against Emmanuel Clase. But the Guardians do pull away with a 3-2 victory. Giants scored a run early in the game in the first inning. And then in the third inning, Rafael Devers with an RBI double, his first hit as a member of the San Francisco Giants, gave them a 2-1 lead. But then the Guardians tied it in the fourth and then took a lead on an Arias home run in the sixth inning. And as I mentioned, the Giants did make it interesting in the bottom of the ninth, where they did load the bases against Emmanuel Clase, but Clase still managed to get out of it and get the save. For Clase, pitching last night, he threw 20 pitches. Now, does that mean he's available or unavailable for tonight? He has pitched back-to-back multiple times. 20 pitches, though. See, that's an interesting number. Last time he threw 20 pitches was on... Actually, he's thrown 20 pitches in his last three outings. How about that? 20 pitches last night. 20 pitches on Saturday against Seattle in just two-thirds of an inning. 20 pitches on Wednesday, the 11th, against Cincinnati. Prior to that, he had back-to-back appearances on a Saturday-Sunday against Houston, 13 pitches and 12 pitches. But before that, 20 pitches against the Yankees, didn't pitch the next day. This could be interesting. Back-to-back outings against the Angels, 10 pitches and 10 pitches, okay? Let's see. Back-to-back outings against Detroit, 12 pitches, 12 pitches. Back-to-back, let's see, against Toronto, 12 pitches in the first game, 25 in the second. Back-to-back against Minnesota, 13 in the first outing. Back-to-back against Pittsburgh, only 6 in the first outing. Only 9 in the first outing against Chicago. I got to be honest with you here. Maybe they don't want to use Clase after throwing 20 pitches. Now, I haven't gotten any official word. I'll try to Google that, but it seems like he doesn't throw back-to-back when he throws this many pitches. I'm not saying 20 is a lot, but maybe for him it is. If there's no Clase tonight, it's just another reason to like the San Francisco Giants. But I'll get you confirmation on that in just a moment. But before the line moves, the Sharp Plays at sharpplays.com is already there. They don't chase the market, they move it. You're not going to out-muscle billion-dollar sportsbooks or full-time pro bettors on your own, but with the Sharp Plays, you don't have to. Powered by cutting-edge AI and trusted insider sources, the Sharp Plays delivers the edge that serious bettors rely on. You'll get free betting reports, real-time alerts, and market-moving insights all delivered right to you via email or X. And you know this isn't some overnight startup. The Sharp Plays has a documented track record going back to 2011 with receipts, public logs, and results right there on the site. SharpPlays.com, trusted by pros, watched by books. Check them out now at SharpPlays.com. I'm Scott Seidenberg. This is Primetime right here on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is VSIN Primetime on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back here on VSIN Primetime, I'm Scott Seidenberg here on the Sports Betting Network. You can always hit me up on Twitter at ScottsOnAir, ScottsOnAir. Hit us all up on the network at VSIN Live. We're monitoring all the baseball in progress right now. Coming up a little bit later on, we'll get back into the NBA Finals game number 6 tomorrow. Preview that between the Pacers and the Thunder. I do believe the series ends coming up tomorrow. It's just a question of whether or not we believe the Oklahoma City Thunder will cover a now 6.5-point spread. I think they do. Well, let's keep an eye on what's going on in progress right now. College World Series. This is a pivotal game between Arkansas and LSU. If LSU wins, they will advance to the championship series against Coastal Carolina coming up on Saturday as game number one. If Arkansas wins tonight, these two teams will be back at it tomorrow for the right to go to the championship series. Right now, Coastal Carolina has overtaken LSU as the odds-on favorite to win the national championship at plus 145. Prior to this game starting tonight, LSU was the favorite. Coastal Carolina was the second favorite. But as this game goes on, and Arkansas does have a 1-0 lead right now, as this game continues, and we are in the sixth inning with Arkansas having that one-run lead, as this game continues, the market is going to continue to fluctuate. So Coastal Carolina, who's already in the championship series, has now overtaken LSU as the favorite. I said this before the game started, and I'll say it again now. If Arkansas defeats LSU tonight and defeats LSU again tomorrow, Arkansas will be the favorite to win the national championship over Coastal Carolina. And if LSU finishes off Arkansas, LSU will be the favorite over Coastal Carolina. That's where we're at right now. So the market is fluctuating, but it's only moving based on the results here in this game and with the uncertainty, obviously, of which one of these teams is going to be facing Coastal in game number one on Saturday. Arkansas was the odds-on favorite coming into the tournament. So prior to any games being played, it was Arkansas as your first favorite, and LSU was your second favorite. And guess what? We knew those two teams were going to face each other in game number one, and one of them would be eliminated because they're in the same side of the bracket. So LSU gets the victory on Saturday. Now Arkansas with a chance for revenge. After Arkansas dropped that game, they got as high as plus 650 to win the national championship, which I thought was a good bet. I know that up on vsin.com, we had a College World Series betting guide. Matt Grissom's done a great job appearing on a variety of shows. Aaron Moore, the professor, as well, coming on a lot of shows here on VSIN. And both of them liked Arkansas's chances to bounce back because they knew it, and we know based on the bracket, it had to come down to this spot right here. And if Arkansas can just win these next two games, they're going to be the favorite in the championship series come Saturday. So Arkansas still with a 1-0 lead right now in the sixth inning, and they are a minus 195 favorite to finish off this game. Total is at 5.5, and this was surprising. I love the under in this game because of it being a bullpen-type game with both of these teams going into using, you know, their arms here out of the pen. It closed at 11, and it was actually juiced to the over. Like, money actually came in on the over here, and it's crazy, you know, that money came in on the over thinking that this was going to be a high-scoring affair between these two teams. I get it. Their offenses are certainly capable, but the pitchers are certainly capable. These are the two top bullpens in all of college baseball in Arkansas and LSU. And knowing that both of these managers were going to utilize the extent of their bullpens in this game because they didn't have a traditional starter starting the games, I just felt it was going to be a lower scoring affair. But we're at 1-0 right now, Arkansas, in the sixth inning. Meanwhile, in Major League Baseball, we did give out a live bet. The live bet that we have on the show is the live over 15.5 runs between the Orioles and the Rays down in Tampa. Baltimore scored 8 runs in the top of the second inning when we gave out this bet. And for those who are just tuning in or have not, you know, listened to me in the past, I am always all over the live overs in blowout baseball games. And the earlier, the better, because we have more opportunities to score runs. No matter the score, the players don't stop trying, okay? They don't just go out there and want to strike out. Like, baseball is a stats sport. So everybody's trying to get a hit regardless of the score. And for some of the times, you get guys that come off the bench and have to pinch hit. That's the only time to get an at bat in a month. And from a pitching perspective, these teams don't utilize their best pitchers. They don't use the setup man. They don't use the closer. It's an 8-run game. It's a 9-run game. It's a 10-run game. You're using guys in the back end of your bullpen. The lesser used pitchers. The guys that haven't thrown in a week. That you have to get work to. And sometimes you might ask a pitcher, and it could be your starter. And sometimes we see this. The starter's asked to just eat it. stay in the game because we're not going to waste our bullpen. Now, we've seen instances where it's actually worked out for the team. Look no further than tonight's starting pitcher for the Padres, Stephen Kolek, who against the Marlins earlier this year gave up 6 runs in the top of the first inning. And the Padres were just like, you're going to have to eat this, bro. Like, we're not going to the bullpen. We're not wasting our arms here against the Marlins. All right, you gave up 6 runs in the first inning. Like, deal with it. Well, Stephen Kolek dealt with it because he pitched 4 1/3 shutout innings after that first inning and actually picked up the win in the game because the Padres came back and scored. If you would have live bet the over after that top of the first inning, you cashed. And so right now we're looking at the live over. We got it at 15.5 runs between the Orioles and the Rays. The Rays loaded the bases in the bottom of the second inning and were about 20 to maybe more than that. Not 20 feet, but they could have had a grand slam. Yandy Diaz flew out to the warning track. Well, Orioles don't score in the top of the third. Rays score 3 runs in the bottom of the third. Now we got an 8-3 game. Live total right now is 16.5 with the score at 8-3. That's where we're at. Now, I wouldn't recommend betting it now at 16.5 because 8-3 is not a blowout. 8-0 was a blowout. And at 8-3, Rays still think they're in the game. So we're not in position player territory. It needs to be an 8-run lead for a position player to come in. But we still could be in, you know, lesser bullpen arm territory. Plus, there's still so much game left. We've had 11 runs scored already. It's only the fourth inning. And the best part about it, and it's an angle that I like as a bonus angle in these blowout spots, is when it's the home team that's losing. Because when it's the home team that's losing, we know we're going to get the full complement of at-bats. It's tough sometimes when you bet a live total and it's the home team that's winning because you're taking away one at-bat. It's the reason why we don't typically like laying the run line on a home team is because you're not guaranteed that bottom of the ninth at-bat. And so in a blowout game where we like betting the live total to go over, it's tough when it's the home team winning. You know, that's just an extra half inning that we can get runs from. So I actually, it's a bonus angle that I love when it's the road team that's winning. And that's what we had here with an 8-0 lead for the Baltimore Orioles in the second inning. Game is now 8-3. So we've got 11 runs. Get 5 more runs for the rest of this game. We're going to cash our live bet here on the over 15.5. We are finally underway in D.C., a lengthy rain delay in D.C. between the Nationals and the Rockies. They're in the top of the second inning. No score between Colorado and D.C. Colorado has won three straight games, one against the Braves, 2 here against the Nationals. And in the 3 games winning streak, they have scored 26 runs. 10 runs against the Braves, 6 runs against the Nationals, 10 runs against the Nationals last night. And now they waited to play this game because they felt that there was a window. And tomorrow, there is a day game scheduled. This is a 4-game series. If they had to postpone this game tomorrow, that would mean, you know, playing the regularly scheduled day game and then a doubleheader at night, and I don't think they wanted to do that because then Colorado's got to get out of town and go back to Colorado for a game on Friday. It would be a very tough spot for both of these teams. And I actually think Washington, if I am correct, let's look at their travel situation. Washington has to travel out west also to go to LA for a series against the Dodgers. So both of these teams play an early game on Thursday. You didn't want to play a doubleheader on Thursday because they both had to get the heck out of there and go take flights out west. So they waited, got this game in tonight. I'm curious how it's going to affect these teams based on how late this game goes. If it affects the game, it's an early start time tomorrow there in our nation's capital. Well, ProfitX is offering the best odds on baseball all season long. ProfitX is a peer-to-peer sports exchange available in 40-plus states, the first of its kind in the U.S., so you're going to be able to make your sports picks against other group of fans rather than against sports books, and exchanges guarantee the best odds on average by 10 to 20%, and you can even request your own odds. Download ProfitX today with code VSIN, earn up to $200 in profit cash over your first month. Coming up next, our very own Greg Peterson will join me, Scott Seidenberg, right here on VSIN Primetime on the Sports Betting Network.